Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, alrighty.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Sterney's Daily brought to you by the tropical tequila drink here at the Raven Tower, which is where we're at.
That's actually accurate.
Yeah, it is. It is. Come on out and hang out. This is a tremendous place right next to, by the way, not in place of. I thought that somebody may have purchased White Oak Music Venue and turned it into the Raven Tower. I always associated the old tower that I see here as part of White Oak, and it's not. It is the Raven Tower. We're right next door. For those of y'all that may say, I'm not real familiar with that place. Well, if you know Christian's Tailgate, you know all those locations, sports bars around the city. I'm a big fan, a tremendous atmosphere. We're in the same family here, same owner. And so you get the vibe, a little outdoor, big TV outdoors there. There's an indoor area with a big bar, all the drinks you could possibly want. And the food truck has arrived, Ron. The food truck has arrived, and it's a barbecue food truck, but it's not just barbecue. They got steaks. They got chicken. They've got salmon. They've got boudin. They got a little bit of everything out there, so they're firing up the food truck. So I'm going to get me a little grub here before too long. But all y'all, come on out and hang. We will be here till 6, but there's no doubt about it. This place is absolutely a spot that will be rocking. It'll be rocking all night long. So come on through and hang out when you get the time. You will not be disappointed. Ron, this is obviously a big game for the Texans, clearly. Every game when you drop to 2-4, when you climb to 3-4, when you got another opportunity to get to 500 here, it's a big game. Not to mention, we hadn't talked much about it, you get to 500 with Jacksonville and Tennessee coming down the pike. I mean, this could not only be a big win and a get back in the conversation in the AFC win, but it puts you in prime position to get to 6-4. Yeah. I mean, get to 6-4 with two division wins back to back and be in a really, really good spot and quiet a lot of the critics, which clearly has gotten under their skin over there at NRG Stadium. And so handle your business, D'Amico. Handle your business this week, and a lot of the negativity will disappear, at least from folks that know what the hell they're talking about. Right now, you've earned every bit of the negativity, and we'll see if they can climb out from underneath it, man. This is a big week, monster week. All right, it's a big week for a lot of guys. C.J. Stroud starts with C.J. Stroud, starts with Nick Cayley, no doubt about it. We've talked about those guys until we're blue in the face. I do want to spend a little bit of time here, Ron, talking about a couple of other guys on the offensive side of the football. And if you've got anybody to add, let me know. But these are guys to me that it's time, right? It's time in the 2025 season. I'm personally through with talking about installing an offense. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear about, hey, man, we're trying to try, you know, a rookie play caller. You know, I don't want to hear about all that. It's time to put up or shut up, and I think these guys they're in position to be expected to make a difference. And it starts with not C.J. Stroud, but the other main communicator on this offense, and that's Jake Andrews, the center. Mm. He was a guy that they brought in here. They handed him they Kamari Lassiter'd his ass. They gave him the job. They said, you're going to be the starting job. They talk about competition. That's fine. Jake Andrews was given this job. He had familiarity and a history with Cole Popovich. He had familiarity and history with Nick Caley. He had familiarity and history with Nick Caserio. They brought him in here. They gave him the job, and he was expected to make a big-time difference. Hey, you know the offense. You communicate better. You can clean up some of the communication issues from last year. Well, this is a defense in the Denver Broncos that depend on confusing you up front. You are an offense in the Houston Texans that have had a major problem, not for 1 year, but for 2 years, if we're being honest, of filtering out what the hell's going on up front, picking up the rush and allowing your quarterback to get comfortable and make plays versus better opponents. Jake Andrews has got to get this communication thing figured out. Jake Andrews has got to figure out when they crowd the line of scrimmage, when they walk two linebackers up in the A gap, or they cover every offensive lineman with a down. This is a 3-4 defense, so you can cover every offensive line at ease with a real pass rusher. And when they rock safeties and threaten one side of the ball or the other, hey, man, Jake Andrews has got to get this thing figured out. We talk a lot about CJ, and CJ does too. But right now I'm focused in on Jake Andrews. He's got to be great in communication, and great in communication, particularly, Ron, when they crowd the line of scrimmage. So I just think this is a game where Jake Andrews has to be a difference maker. It's no more about, well, everybody just needs to do their job. Now, Jake Andrews needs to show up and be a big reason why they figured this pass rush issue out.
It's the biggest thing they got to figure out across the board is that offensive line. He leads it, and everybody's got an issue. At the edges, the inside,
yep.
Zach Allen from all the guys that they have that can rush the passer, that's got to be the big thing in the game.
Well, as I mentioned, it's a 3-4 front. So the ability to, one, you're always going to – like Jake Andrews is always – he's never going to be uncovered. Right, when you're facing a 4-3, a lot of times you're uncovered, or you got a shade and a guard next to you is uncovered. The reality is here with Jake Andrews in a 3-4 front with an aggressive style defense, that you're going to have a player touching you to where in a shade or a head up nose every snap this game. So you're not going to have a snap off. You're not going to have a day off. You're not going to have a series off. It's just a different approach when it's 3-4. And one of their go-tos is to cover all five offensive linemen. So Jake's going to have to work a little harder. It's going to be a little different look for him. And the communication piece is big, as well as, you know, obviously he's going to have to work a little bit harder versus this front. The other guy on the offensive line, I think this is a big week, Ron. I'm vested here. This is one I want to see, and I hope works out. Tytus Howard. I'm a big fan of Tytus Howard. I want to see Tytus Howard work out. I want to see Tytus Howard prove a lot of folks wrong that he is a top-tier talent at the tackle position in this league, and this is going to be an opportunity for him to show that. Can Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryan, can they depend on Tytus Howard being put on an island with whatever pass rusher they bring his way? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's an edge, if it's an outside linebacker, doesn't matter who it is. Can you trust, hey, he's going to take care of whoever is to the front side of the quarterback, whoever's to the right side of our offense, Tytus Howard is going to take care of, and he's going to be worth every penny that we're paying him. And that is, I'll be honest with you, I expect it to happen. Is he going to get beat from time to time? Yeah, sure he is. I mean, he's not Laremy Tunsil. But at the end of the day, can he hold his own over there on an island and not be a tackle that needs help? Can Nick Caley free up a bit and go, I don't have to help both of my tackles for four quarters and able to have to generate some level of a pass game? And so this is a big one for Tytus Howard, man. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Clint, it is so enormous for Nick Caley if he can depend on his best offensive lineman to hold up his spot, because there are going to be other areas where you're like, man, you look at the matchups and you're like, Nick Benito versus Ariante Ursary, that doesn't feel like a great matchup.
Yep.
Zach Allen and their guys on the inside versus, you know, Tomlinson and Scruggs, however they do that, Andrews And that interior that they would be going up against. You know, Ed has had a great year, but still you don't love that. The one place you can hope to say, all right, we can handle this, is out here with Titus Howard, that he doesn't force us to have to help him, doesn't force us to have to deal with him and him be issues, because we already know we probably have potential things we gotta be ready for going into it. So it's huge for him.
Yeah, monster week for a couple of Texans players not named C.J. Stroud. Jake Andrews, the center, he's got to communicate. He's going to have a 3-4 defense. He's going to have a nose to some degree over him. So physically and mentally, he's got to figure this thing out and have a top-tier game. Titus Howard at that right tackle position. Look, it's going to be damn near impossible for Nick Kaley to do what he needs to do if he's constantly having to figure out ways to help both tackles.
Yes.
While the inside's getting destroyed with the players that Denver has inside as well. This is the way this thing has to work out. If Nick Kaley is going to have a chance to be a factor in this game, if C.J. Stroud's going to have a chance, Titus Howard's got to be able to – they got to have faith and confidence in putting Titus Howard on an island and letting him block one-on-one. They got to live with whatever goes on inside. There's going to get pushed. The pocket's going to collapse from the inside at times. And then Nick Kaley's got to dedicate some resources to the other tackle, Ariante Ursary, because he's going to need it. He's a rookie. It's only fair. He needs it.
You have to have that built into the game plan right away anyway.
It's got to happen. And last but not least, Ron, this is a big one for me. And a lot of folks can be like, well, duh. I mean, obviously. Look, man, this is a game where your studs have to be studs. And there just ain't very many of them on the offensive side of the football. And for me, this is a game where we've got to be able to feel that Nico Collins is out there. And I'm not talking randomly within the scheme, within the system, whenever the progression, the read takes him there, we're going to throw him the 10-yard out route, or we're going to throw him the 16 to 18-yard dig route. I'm talking Nico Collins has to be the answer early and often. And here's why. This team's going to play a lot of man. We've heard for years, a couple of years now, 3 years now, where, boy, this is a cover two or a quarters league. This is a league where, man, they're just going to keep two safeties on the shelf and keep everything in front of them, man. This is that ain't going to be the case this week. You're going to get some man-to-man opportunities, and in those opportunities, Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, but Nico Collins has to be an absolute monster. This has to be one of those games where Nico proves that he's a top 10, top 5 receiver in this league. Is he a guy that can do some similar things to Jamar Chase? Is he a guy that can do some similar things to Justin Jefferson? Can he do some Mike Evans things? Can he come in here and take over a game and give your squad a better chance of winning?
Well, so, we've seen Nico take over. I mean, we've seen him have huge games. We've seen it before.
Yeah, we've seen it. We need it. You know, we've seen it. We've seen it before. It's been a minute since we've seen one of those monster games. I mean, look, folks can go out there and talk about the Baltimore game if you want to. I'm not. I mean, that was a good game, but
they had 50 yards.
Doesn't do much for me.
I'm not talking about
a game where there's 9 guys getting catches. I'm talking about a game where it's tough sledding and one guy's better than everybody else on the field. It's Nico Collins. I think Nico show has to be. This is a game where, you know, this isn't. We've talked a lot about Nico on the show all year long, and I stand by it. I don't know how and why he's not getting more touches in the screen game and more in the creative game. I don't get it, right? And then the coaches get up there and try to tell us, oh, we're trying to get focusing on Nico. We're targeting Nico. No, you're not. I mean, you're not. He may end up in the progression getting some throws, but you're not doing anything special to get Nico Collins the football, not nearly often enough. You know, so that has been a talking point all year long. This is not a talking point of which you got to get creative and get him to football. To me, this is one where you're going to see man-to-man situations. And in those man-to-man situations, do you have mechanisms in your offense to where your quarterback can go to Nico Collins? Do you have the
holiday PSA from DSW? This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Triggers in your offense to where everybody else can run outside zone to the right, but if they're overloading the line of scrimmage and they're leaving Nico backside, can we throw him a now ball? Just give it to him right now. You know, does your quarterback have the ability to do those things? If so, this is a game where he can get aggressive and is going to have to get aggressive to do some of those things. Sitting in that comfort zone of just chilling like you have against Baltimore, like you did against – really, they did a better job against Tennessee, but like you did against San Francisco, getting in that comfort zone, I don't know if that's going to be the way to win this thing. I think it's going to have to be those two making monster plays in critical moments of the game.
Yep, and they've done it previous 2 years before this year, and they've done it, Clint, with – other receivers out, right?
Yep.
They've done it where there hasn't been weapons. I think a game comes to mind is that Colts game that they played to get into the playoffs. Their, you know, CJ's first year, and Nico just could not be stopped in that game, and it feels like they may need something similar to that. Tony, she came on YouTube and Twitch. She said, "I just can't trust Titus Howard."
Yeah, look,
you said there are people who still live in that space.
There's people that live in that space, and I'm sure
they need to trust him.
I'm sure somewhere along the line he's earned that from some folks. I'm just telling you right now that the way that he's been waffled around from left side of the ball to the right side, inside, outside, it's no surprise that people may be frustrated with him. I just want to see him. He's been playing right tackle for a bit now. I want to see him go out there and put on tape to this weekend.
I would just wonder, just in your mind, who do you trust more on that offensive line right now to hold up their own?
Yeah, I mean, look, whether people trust him or not is totally irrelevant to me. I mean, I want to see the guy go out there and earn folks' trust this weekend. It's a monster game. Can Titus Howard handle his own on that right side? It will go a long way to helping us win the football game, no doubt about it. That's Ryan Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. Tyler Milner is back in the studio behind the glass and on the ones and twos. We are at Raven Tower, 310 North Street, right here in Houston, the Raven Tower. Come through, hang out. Make sure when you get here, we got $25 gift cards from Academy Sports and Outdoors to give away. I think Ron's already given away two of them. We got a free oil change courtesy of Tomball Ford as well. We got a pair of tickets to the Texans Colts, maybe Texans Cardinals games, a future Texans game. We got a pair of tickets we're going to give away. And that is courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. Also, there is a QR code on a banner when you walk in. It's the Academy Sports Ultimate Tailgate Package. That is suite tickets to a Texans game at the end of the year, as well as a $1,000 gift card to take your tailgate to the next level. You can use it however you'd like to, but we're just couching it as a tailgate package. So you can come to the game. You can get a $1,000 gift card. All you got to do is scan that QR code and sign up right there where that takes you. So that's where we're at, Ron. Tell them to come on through and hang out with us.
That's right. Ooh, the food truck just arrived. Yep. I see them handing out food right now. I think we may need to jump on that.
There ain't no doubt.
Soon
a little
ourselves.
That boudin like a boudin.
All right, coming up, want to give you an update here on the injury report for the Texans. Many people wondered about Dalton Schultz. Hadn't practiced all week. We'll give you an update on him. We'll do that as we continue right here live on a Football Friday, right here on The Drive.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Raven Tower, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go. We got a good crowd out here, and you can add to it as we are live on a Football Friday, and we're here at Raven Tower. The food truck is in the building. I see people getting it. People look at it. You hear all that crowd? Everybody got plates in front of them now. Now they got a little food to go along with this drink here.
Get that base set.
Yeah, there they go. They feel themselves feeling good. Indoor, outdoor as well. Big TV I was just talking to Mary and the commissioner. They went all the way up the top of the tower, and it is a great, great view of the skyline. You can get a good picture of the skyline in your background. My man said 900 steps up, I believe, is what he said. So it is a beautiful spot out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but there's TVs inside, outside, all over the place if you want to watch the World Series and see if the Dodgers get eliminated, which I know many Astros fans are really excited about, the potential of that. Some NBA, a lot, college football, a lot to get to with TVs all over the place on a Friday night. Karaoke in the building. Tyler will be here for that, I'm sure, and a little live music as well. So a fun time out here, 310 North Street out here in Houston. It is it's going to be a good time out here. All right, I did want to let you all know. We'll give the full injury report in 5 o'clock fire. We'll give you the full injury report. I would say the full injury report here coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Boots Barbecue Company, baby.
There it is. In the 5 o'clock hour, we will unveil that because there's some news there revolving around the Denver Broncos that's big news. But I did want to get this across. The injury report is out. They have Dalton Schultz, who did practice today. Dalton Schultz did not practice on Wednesday or Thursday, but he did practice full participant today, and he is now listed as questionable in this. Woody Marks, he was a full participant today after showing up with that calf issue is limited. He doesn't have a designation, so he will go in this game coming up on Sunday. So some good news there for the Texans when it looked like maybe Dalton Schultz, there may be a chance. You generally don't practice on Wednesday and Thursday. That doesn't usually bode well for you playing. This will be the second player we've seen. It appears Derek Stingley. Hell, Derek Stingley didn't practice that one week, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. He didn't practice all week and then still played. But it looks like Dalton Schultz will go. And Clint, I know some people, we may get on some people's nerves with some of our thoughts here on how good this Denver defense is. But this is one of the best defenses in football. And you're going to need all of your weapons. And Clint, as hard as you were on Dalton Schultz last year, is as positive as you've been on him this year because he's been a different player from multiple aspects. But here lately, getting open quick, being a place that CJ can go, It is huge that he is in the game, because if he were not able to go, we were staring at Harrison Bryant out here and maybe, you know, kid they pulled off the practice squad. So I think it's a huge deal that he's able to play in this game.
No doubt about it. I mean, whether right now, I'm going to tell you, man, in the past, I would have missed Dalton Schultz in the past game. And we would have upgraded in the run game. In fact, hell, I had Alabama tight end. I had him better.
Irv Smith.
I had Irv Smith better than Dalton Schultz last year in the run game and more valuable because of that. That was last year. What Dalton Schultz is doing right now, you're going to miss him in the run game. If Dalton Schultz ain't there, you're going to miss him in the run game as well as the pass game. But, you know, there's an argument out there to be made that C.J. Stroud would be a lot better off last year and this year if he would spend more time trying to get the football to Dalton Schultz instead of you know the other getting through progressions and trying to stretch the field and trying to, you know, there's an argument to be made that you know that Dalton Schultz is available early and often against most opponents. And so yeah, man, Dalton Schultz being back is big news here on the Texans front. Whether you like the other weapons or not, the Christian Kirk, obviously we love Nico, but Christian Kirk and Jalen Noel and Higgins and all these other guys, Dalton Schultz is extremely important to what they want to get accomplished both in the run game and the pass game.
Yeah. So big to have him out there. And another one that they just can't key in on Nico, but another player that they have got to look in and lock in and understand that he can hurt you. Yeah. What, 99 yards or 90 plus yards against Seattle a couple of weeks back. He's been a big part of this offense. So Dalton Schultz looks like he's set to go again in the 5 o'clock hour. We will give you a full injury report because there is some news with the Broncos that they already have one starter in Patrick Surtain out. They got another guy that we'll have to update you on. That's a big, big deal. So that's coming up here in just a bit. Clint, Tyler, I don't know if you guys were a part of this, but I wonder how many people out there were like me that got YouTube TV'd last night.
I did not.
Yeah. Tyler, I'm sitting there, got the dishwasher, loading the dishwasher. It's kind of my nightly routine. Load the dishwasher up, baby. Got a little SVP Sports Center, watching a little, just chilling. And the next thing you know, I mean, it's about 11:45. That thing just goes shot.
You were talking about 11:45 last night.
Oh, yeah, last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just went down. I'm watching it, and bam, and it just said no Disney. No Disney Channel. That damn YouTube TV and Disney then got into it. Now we ain't got no – I'm just telling you, I'm good until tomorrow. If they mess with this college football tomorrow and they mess with my ability to have my four games at once, mess with my ability to be able to go through all my games is one of the big reasons why I got it. I'm going to be hot. Now, I've only had it for about 2 months. Be smoking hot if they don't get it together. I was hot. I was there 45 minutes trying to figure out what the hell was going on, reading every story that I can find about what in the hell is going on. I guess they just having a dispute right now on the funds that need to be paid for them to come to an agreement. I've heard that YouTube TV has done this before with certain networks. I know they asked, better hurry up. But everything I see right now, either side ain't budget. They just blaming each other right now. So I'm just telling you, they cool tonight. They mess with my damn.
What are you gonna do about it?
Well, I'm gonna have to figure something out, but I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh, I thought you sounded like you had a plan, like you was gonna cause some problems.
I don't want to have a plan right now. What I want to do is
just call me. I'll get you on that FUBO train,
and I want them to work. I want them to work this out. Now, I believe I have other avenues that I can make this work.
Oh, I mean, ain't never doubted that you don't have somebody's code, somebody's account, somebody's code to get some kind of access.
I got it all. I want to be able to get my four different games on the TV. But that ran me so hot right there, boy. I said, what is happening?
It didn't get me. I heard about it this morning.
I thought we lost power, Clint.
I think this could be a bigger play. I mean, some of the stuff that I heard is ESPN's trying to get their – they're trying to – basically tighten down the screws around everything that they're doing and not allowing the YouTube TVs and everybody else to have access to their content. And so this may be a little bigger problem for you than we thought.
Text line, Ryan, you haven't seen the millions of commercials on YouTube TV, LOL. I feel like they've been talking about it all day. I mean, coming up into it, I'm not a big commercial watcher, I'll be honest with you. I tend to flip as soon as the commercials come on. But, no, I didn't – Courtney certainly didn't seem like she was surprised by it. I said, what the hell is going on? Boy, Trey was pissed this morning. His little ritual, he comes in and watches Get Up, turns on the TV, Sports Center, and Get Up. What is going on? he was smoking hot about it. Well, that ran me. They better get this thing taken care of before college football tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't bank on it, bub.
I'm going to bank on. They need to be working 24 hours right now to figure this damn thing out. All right, coming up as we continue live here, Football Friday. We still got prizes to hook you up with, as well as you got a chance in the 5 o'clock hour to win future Texans tickets. Future Texans tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. If you have not put your name in our raffle box, you may do so now. Let's look at the key matchups. The key matchups that the Texans are going to have to deal with in this game versus the Broncos. We'll do that next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Raven Tower, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive and a Football Friday. There we go. There we go. The drinks, the food is flowing, and it's a good time, and you can be a part of this good time. We're out here at Raven Tower, right next to the old White Oak Music, White Oak Music Hall, and
And I think they got something going on there tonight. It looks like they're preparing for a show or some acts tonight. We're right next door to that Raven Tower. TVs all over the place, inside, outside. The weather is beautiful right now. Mm-hmm. It is it's a good time to be had out here, and you can be a winner. We've hooked some people up with Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards. We've got oil change to hook somebody up with, Tomball Ford. Any vehicle will work. Also, future tickets courtesy of our good friends, the Houston Ford dealers. Future Texans tickets for a game later on this year. You got a chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name, actually your ticket, in our raffle box there that we have out here when you get in, and you have a chance to win. All right, how you feeling about the you got a little boudin? You got a little?
I got boudin and brisket.
Boudin
from
and brisket.
Boots Barbecue Company, the food truck outside here, and they got a lot of options, and that is a big length of boudin.
That is a serious length.
It's got good taste, man. It's a good length of boudin.
There you go.
It's got a real Cajun, which is crazy because boudin is Cajun, but it's got a real Cajun.
More than you were expecting?
Different than I was expecting, and really good. But I can't quite put my finger on exactly what it is. I almost want to think there's some kind of like maybe some crawfish sprinkled in there or something. But I'm not sure. I can't tell. But it's good. It's good. Yeah. I like when you eat boudin from somewhere. It's a little bit unique. You know, a lot of the times you get boudin, right? But when it's a little unique, like when at BB's they do Best Stop, which Best Stop's got some great boudin. So they use theirs, which is really good. So that's something a little unique is always
there
nice.
There you go. Well,
the size here sets it apart as well as the taste.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. That is large. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you may be able to see that. It's a large link. He's picking
the girth.
That up.
The girth that, is there.
Girth, yeah. There it is.
Easy, Tyler. Boudin, Bob. Boudin.
Easy. All right. Let's look at matchups that are going to be very, very critical in this game coming up on Sunday against the Broncos. We've talked about a few of them, but you can give out yours too. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as we do it here. When the Houston Texans are on offense, when they have the ball, when CJ is leading the crew, what for you, Clint, is the matchup that you're watching, that you'll be looking at while we're up watching the game in the press box, that fans that are going to be at NRG are at home watching? What is the matchup that you're looking at in this game when the Texans have the ball?
Well, I think it's easy. I think when you look at how they play defense, I think they want to get one-on-one matchups across the board. And the one-on-one matchup that I think they probably believe favors them is Arianti Ursary versus one of their edge rushers. The rookie left tackle for the Houston Texans has struggled, particularly with speed this year, a couple of different times. But you know, that just being the one spot where I would say they know they can get on the edge with their speed rushers, and it could be a matchup problem in the favor of the Denver Broncos. And so I think that is the biggest matchup here. Now, look, they got really good matchups they're going to like across the board, really, interior wise, Juice and Lakin Tomlinson and Jake Andrews, and those guys are going to just hang on for dear life. But I think the one that has the most potential to be a real problem for the Texans is left tackle Arianti Ursary, particularly versus Benito, but really any of their edge players they put over there. Can the rookie hang on, and can he afford – can Nick Caley afford to go, hey, man, on this series right here, we're not going to give that rookie a bunch of help. We're not going to just constantly pour resources into helping our left tackle. We're going to get some guys out in routes and try to create some mismatches kind of deal. That Arianti Ursary at left tackle, this is a game where you know, it could be the young fella arrives and all of a sudden you look at that left tackle like you got your left tackle of the future, or he could be the reason that that these edge rushers play a lot of this game in the backfield next to C.J. Stroud.
Clint, the part of that, and I've said this before, I think we've had moments where – we've looked at matchups, and we've looked at the left tackle matchup with Ursary versus pass rushers. I believe it was the Josh Hines-Allen matchup. You cannot allow Nick Benito, if they move Jonathan Cooper out there, they switch things up. But you cannot allow Benito, who usually goes up against the left tackle, You can't allow him to ruin and wreck the game. And you can't also watch and look at your rookie left tackle struggle and then continue to do the same thing every time.
Well, you can't let it happen. Let's be clear.
I thought they kind of let it happen to him against Jacksonville. It was never an adjustment.
I think that if you look at – I remember watching Texans film this year and being disgusted with the fact that they would even put guys over there. And it was clear those guys had never been told to chip on the way out because they're avoiding the pass rusher. They're not even trying to stop his feet. And so I think that has to change. I think it is absolutely criminal if we don't see players lined up formationally, motion-wise, with the sixth offensive lineman, with tight ends, with running backs. If we don't see an effort early in this game to at least let the edge rushers know to the backside of the quarterback, blind side of the quarterback, let that edge rusher know, we might get you in them ribs, big dog. We're going to make you stop your feet. At least threaten it. Do it a couple of times in the first quarter, and then they know it's there, and they got to account for it, right? But if you don't ever do it, then you're just asking for the left tackle to struggle. And so, you know, I think we got to see that early in this game, simply to prove a point that you'll do it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's a big one to watch this weekend. That's where Denver's at its strength. All right, how about when the Broncos have the ball? For me, I'm really Clint looking. The Texans run defense versus, you know, the Broncos offense. The Broncos are tied for third. They have a better rushing offense by the numbers than the Lions, like to kind of put it in perspective how good they are. I think that's a huge thing because I know you said Sean is going to have answers for the pass rush and the strength. And the scary thing with the Texans, no matter who they play, is when you combine that pass rush with the ball skills of the guys they have on the back end and the coverage ability. And we saw it last week with Laster. We've seen it several times with Stingley over his career. We've seen it with Kellen Bullock. Like, you combine that's where they can really get people. But we've seen ways they've slowed them down is when teams have been able to run the football on them. And I think that is going to be the big thing when they have the ball is that front up there, that front seven of the Texans, how they're able to handle J.K. Dobbins, who's having a great season thus far. And then we just watched R.J. Harvey come up with big plays and have three touchdowns of his own last week against Dallas. I think that's a big thing when the Broncos have the ball for the Texans.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to slow down the run. If they can run the football, as in every game and every scheme that you see, and if anybody can run the football, then the play action is going to be there. They're going to have to close the middle of the field. They're going to have to put your corners on an island. You're going to have to be more predictable. And so if they can run the football, if you have a hard time stopping them with your front six, let's call it, your down four and your two inside linebackers, if you have a hard time stopping them with that, it's going to be a long day, right? It's going to be a long day for your defense. Just like if we can get our run game going, it's going to be a long day for their defense, as good as they are. Both sides of the football, if you can get your run game going. Here's the deal. To me, the what has to be special and what has been special to me is your edges, your starting with your nickel defender, Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie's been really, really good. And he's having a hell of a year, but he's been really good in a sense of stopping the run. I think when you look at him, Kalen Bullock on the other side, MJ Stewart, I think the guys that are coming down that are filling kind of that second line of defense that's gonna really be more so on the edges than in the middle of the field, I think those guys have to have monster games. You got to take some risk. You got to come out of there, I mean, just heat-seeking missiles. And they've all done it. We've seen them all do it all year long. But we saw them, they tackled really, really well. Nothing better than last week's game to prepare them for this week. The way they bottled up Christian McCaffrey last week, I think, is very similar to what you're going to have to do this week, although they will come at you with a two-headed monster, not just one guy.
Yeah, no, it's a big key. Someone texted in, Ursary went through hell week at camp versus 51. He'll be good. Well, I mean, he went through hell week afterwards against Josh Hines Allen, number 41 against the Jags, and that was in game.
I hope you're right.
He has been a lot better since the Jacksonville game. Like I said, I think Seattle got him a couple of times, but it never looked like that. And last week he was really, really good. But this is, as we've tried to kind of prepare you guys, this is a completely different animal.
Well, I mean, this is an elite edge rusher that happens to do it with – mostly speed, and he's got really good dudes around him, so you're not going to get a lot of help. And you, so I mean, this is one where, you know, he was good last week. That's fine. You're good against Seattle. That's fine. You're good against Baltimore with the guys they could throw out there. That's fine. But this is one of those, like, you know, you go against the Rams, and all of a sudden you got to deal with, what's my man's name with the Rams?
God, I can't remember. I know you're talking about the young cat. Yeah,
the kid that came out of Florida State.
Yeah.
That's a different animal. Jacksonville, different animal, different type of player. This guy is more in line with those dudes that we struggled with, and so we'll see if he can step up and handle him. We'll see if Nick Cayley's got the plan, because it's going to take a little bit of both.
Yeah. As you said, again, he's got to get help. He has got to get help. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll give you the injury report. There is some more news. Another big piece for the Broncos has been declared out in this game. We'll give you the latest on the Texans as well. And also, big news for the Texans opponent next week. One of their players, we'll give you the latest on that and get you prepared for game 6, as it could be done for the Dodgers tonight as they face elimination against the Blue Jays. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.